Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Não renunciarei.
I won't resign. I repeat, I won't resign. I know what I did, and I know my actions were right. I demand a full and quick investigation to clear up the situation for the Brazilian people.
It's only been about a year since Brazil's president was impeached and thrown out of office, and now the new president is possibly facing criminal charges for corruption. Michel Temer on Monday became the first sitting president in almost three decades in Brazil to face criminal charges. This is a complicated story. It involves late-night rendezvous with meatpacking tycoons, millions of dollars in potential bribes, and a senior aide who was arrested. President Temer has been accused of taking bribes, and he may be tried in court if a two-thirds supermajority of the Brazilian Congress says he should. He could then be suspended and put on trial. Dom Phillips is a reporter for the New York Times and The Guardian. He's been covering Brazilian politics from Rio. Welcome, Dom.
Hi.
What's the basis of these charges against the president?
This latest political crisis exploded really in May when it was revealed that a meat tycoon called Joesley Batista had a meeting with the president late at night at the president's official residence, which wasn't on the agenda. And he secretly recorded this meeting. He was being investigated, and that has exploded. Joesley Batista said he was making payments to the former speaker of the lower house, who is jailed at the moment, who's from the same party as Michel Temer. And Temer said, you have to keep that up. Temer also indicated, he also said, this Batista, the executive said, who should I talk to when I have problems with the government? The president indicated a close aide and another lawmaker called Rodrigo Rocha Lores. This Lores guy then met another executive from the company, agreed to intervene in a dispute it was having, and was filmed accepting a suitcase with about $150,000. What the prosecutors are alleging is that this money was also destined for Michel Temer. So they've accused him of what's called passive corruption. Lores, the lawmaker, is in jail, and the president is vociferously defending himself against this. But the crisis is getting worse.
Yes. Is this an open and shut case against Temer? He's defending himself. What does he say?
He says, firstly, that he's been in politics a long time. He's been in the Congress a long time. He's a little bit too informal. He received the guy. He was humoring him. He never was involved with the money. They can't prove he accepted the money. Temer's basically saying it's a piece of fiction. He didn't do it.
How important is politics here, Dom Phillips? The Brazilian Congress is going to vote on whether or not the president can be tried as a potential criminal. His popularity must play into it here, and their political capital must play into it.
The president is the most unpopular president in at least 30 years. A poll at the weekend had his approval rating at just 7%. It's worth remembering that he was the vice president to Dilma Rousseff, who's a president who was impeached last year. He acted quite heavily in the whole political process of getting her impeached, and his party, he took over, and he's now even more unpopular than she was. An interesting number, which is in this opinion poll at the weekend, I think 76% of Brazilians wanted him to resign, but also 47% of Brazilians feel ashamed to be Brazilian as a result of these ongoing corruption scandals. So there's a lot of different factors. There's the economy, which now its very slight recovery seems to be almost slowing as a result of the latest political crisis. There's his popularity in Congress, and there are about 30 parties in Congress, many of whom are in his coalition, and how long he can hang on to those. And there's also the actual allegations themselves.
Dom Phillips with the New York Times and The Guardian, thank you so much.
Thank you.